knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
I'll get it.
Why don't we both get it?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I brought up your mail. Mailman must have put it in my box by mistake.
Oh, Mr. Furley, thanks. That's real nice of you. What's this?
Oh, they want money to save the whales. I got one, too. I threw mine out.
Well, you shouldn't do that. Whales are an endangered species.
That's right, Mr. Furley. If we don't save them, who will?
Oh, saving whales. That's ridiculous. You ought to do what I do. Save stamps. They take up less room, and they don't get your carpet all soggy. Is that a whale of a joke?
Ow. If he keeps telling jokes like that, he'll be an endangered species.
Yeah. Hello? No, Jack's not home. Who's calling, please? Lee Tripper? Lee Tripper?
Who's Lee Tripper?
I don't know. Who are you?
It's Jack's brother.
Hi! No, I'm Chrissy. She's Janet. Oh, Jack will be so sorry he missed your call. You're in town? Well, great. Sure, we'll be home. Okay, oh, well, Jack will be so excited when I tell him. Okay, bye. Janet, guess what?
Jack's brother's in town and he's gonna come over.
Who told you?
I'm psychic.
Oh, hi, girls.
Hi,
isn't it a beautiful day? The birds are singing, the sun is shining.
And your brother Lee is coming to visit.
Isn't this a miserable day?
Well, he'll be here in a few hours.
Oh, nuts.
What's the matter, Jack? Don't you like your brother?
I love him. He's a wonderful person. It's just that I can't stand him.
You're not making sense.
No, it's... Look, wait, I'll show you something.
Okay.
Why? If my brother were coming to visit, I'd be happy.
You don't have a brother, Chrissy.
That's why I'd be happy. I always wanted one.
You want to see what Lee looks like?
Yeah.
Got some old photographs here. Come here, Chrissy.
Oh, good. I'd love to.
Ah, there's
plenty of room.
Shove it.
Look.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, look. Jack, you were a handsome little boy.
That's Lee.
Oh, who's the cute little girl standing next to him?
That's me. My hair was longer then.
Oh, he's taller than you.
He had thicker socks on.
I didn't even know you had a brother. You never talk about him.
I don't talk about my grandmother, but I've got one. And she's taller than me, too.
Boy, your brother was some athlete.
Ooh.
There he is winning the 100-yard dash. And there he is getting a trophy for first place in the tennis tournament.
Yeah, Chrissy, but there's more to life than coming in first, you know.
Yeah, there's coming in second, and there you are doing it.
Oh, gosh, Lee was a scholar, too. Look at this, class valedictorian.
Boy, if your brother's smart and handsome and good in sports, what's wrong with him?
There's nothing wrong with him. That's what's wrong with him.
Boy, that sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah, imagine how hard it was growing up with a brother who was perfect at everything. I mean, when I was around him, I just couldn't do anything right. I mean, it was... I don't even talk good around him.
Oh, Jack, come on, relax. We happen to think that you're the greatest.
Yeah.
Oh, it's no contest. Face it, girls. He makes a great living doing a great job, and he gets to travel all these places. And what am I? I'm just a lousy student at cooking school.
Oh, Jack, you're not a lousy student. You're a good student. Jack, and you're a good cook. He's not a good cook, Janet. He's a great cook.
No, he's not a great cook. He is the greatest cook.
Well?
That's it.
That's it. That's enough.
Yeah,
I am a great cook. I'm
right.
Better cooked than he is.
Yeah.
I'll show him.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Lee to get here.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm
going
to cook up something that'll send Lee's taste buds right up to the roof of his mouth. The roof of his... It'll be... Wait, great.
Okay. Give me all your sevens.
Go fish.
Ladies, this time I have outdone myself. Behind that door stands the world's greatest quiche. Another minute in the oven and it will be baked to perfection.
Oh, great. I'm starving now.
Nobody eats until Lee gets here.
Oh, Jack, please.
Okay, Chrissy. I'll give you a little quiche.
Oh, good.
Quiche me, you fool.
Oh, yes,
I'll get it.
Oh, no, that's him. Look at me. Look at me. I'm shaking.
Jack, it's just your brother. Jack, wait.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Lee Tripper. You must be Janet.
I must. I mean, I'm Janet.
Jack's description didn't do you justice.
It didn't?
But then a pretty girl like you must be used to compliments.
Hmm? Yes. But don't let that stop you.
Janet, aren't you going to invite Jack's brother in?
What? Oh, yes, of course. Come in. Oh, I'm sorry. Come on in here. Right in here.
Oh. Hi. Welcome to the family.
Pardon?
Well, you and Jack are brothers, and Janet and I are like sisters, and Jack's more like a brother than a roommate, so it's like we're all related.
You must be Chrissy. You're even more stunning than Jack said you were. Now, stunning is too mild a word. If only I were a poet. But alas, words fail me.
I don't know what to say.
Say no more.
No more.
Well, looky who's here.
Jackie!
Hey, Lee, how's it going?
Great. Better than ever. Good to see you.
Good to see you. When are you leaving?
I'll be in town for a couple of days.
Lee, would you... You care to sit down?
Thank you.
Sure.
Jack, this is very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Lee, gosh, are you here on business?
Not exactly. My company flew me in for dinner.
Oh, why? Don't they have restaurants where you live?
Yes, but my company's having its annual Man of the Year banquet. I won again.
What? Isn't that 2 years in a row?
Three. Actually, Jack, I was hoping you could help me out. I need a date for the dinner tonight.
You could probably win one. Well.
Yeah, I thought you might know a girl who'd enjoy a night of dancing, champagne, caviar, that sort of thing.
Oh, sorry, I don't know anybody like that.
Oh, maybe Janet or Chrissy would like to go.
I'd love to. I can't. I have plans tonight.
Well, Lee, looks like you're out of luck.
Chrissy, are you free tonight?
Yeah!
Well, then I guess you don't want to.
No, Chrissy, you can't have dinner with Lee tonight.
Why not?
No, because you're that the special dinner I'm making. Oh, my God, the quiche!
Oh. Well, I'd better go. I have to check into my hotel.
Okay.
Chrissy, I'll pick you up at 8.
I'll be ready.
And by the way, it's formal.
Oh, okay, well... I'll call you Mr. Tripper, and you can call me Miss Hill. I'll see you later. I gotta get dressed.
Oh, I'll show you out.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Jack.
It's a little overdone.
What was it?
Quiche. I don't suppose you'd like a piece.
Charcoal's not my favorite food.
I didn't think so.
Jack, it's good to see you again. You know, you haven't changed a bit.
Neither have you.
Aha!
What are you doing?
Nothing. I was just gonna step out and get a little fresh air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought perhaps you were waiting up for Chrissy.
Oh, come on, Janet. Don't be ridiculous.
Were you?
Yes.
You know what I think, Jack?
What?
I think maybe you're a little jealous of your brother.
Me jealous? Oh, I'm just worried about a friend.
Well, you can stop worrying. Your friend is just doing your brother a favor. That's all. She's not interested in him. Look, there she is now. Look, I'll bet you she couldn't wait to get home tonight.
Yeah, I'll let her in.
Okay.
Well, Chrissy, did you have a nice time?
Oh, no.
You know, excuse me? Hello? Hi. Are you coming in or what?
Shall we?
Oh, Chrissy is such a marvelous dancer. Do you know I haven't had a partner like her since I won first place in the All-City Ballroom Dance Competition.
Chrissy? You had a real rotten time tonight, didn't you?
What's so funny?
I don't remember. Tonight, just a great big blur.
Chrissy, you must remember something.
Well, I remember that there was a lot of water and things were going round and round.
You went to a laundromat?
There's a fountain outside the Ocean View Plaza Hotel.
Chrissy, have you been drinking?
Nope. Well, just three champagne cocktails.
Rena, come on. I am going to make you some very strong black coffee.
I'm all right. Five champagne cocktails. Never mind.
Wait. Five?
That's
you
right.
Said three just now.
Yeah. Three and five is eight.
Come on.
All right, Lee. What was that at the door?
Well, Jack, that was just a simple goodnight kiss.
Oh, sure. Let me ask you this. Did anything happen between you two tonight?
I don't know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Oh, you mean...
That's exactly what I mean.
Of course not. What do you take me for? I would never try that with a girl on the first date.
Oh, thank goodness.
Of course, I'm seeing Chrissy again tomorrow night.
That'll be the second date.
Jack, you always were good at math. Bye.
Class valedictorian. First place, 100-yard freestyle. First in this, first in that, first in everything. He was even first born.
Good news, Jack. I'm here to fix that sink you've been complaining about.
Good. Now everything's perfect.
What's the matter with you? You don't seem to be your usual gay self. But you do seem to be a little down.
I am.
Well, is there anything old Ralph could do to help?
No, Mr. Furley. It's just my brother. He upsets me.
Well, I can relate to that.
See, he's in town, and whenever I'm around him, I feel bad about myself, you know?
You know, I know exactly how you feel. You and I have got something in common. When I was growing up, I always felt inferior to my brother Bart.
You did? Why?
My parents told me I was.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, they tried to be nice. I remember they used to take us to the beach.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I hated it. Bart buried me in the sand.
Mr. Furley, a lot of little kids bury each other in the sand.
Head first? And you really want to hear something? After my brother lost all of his baby teeth, he used to steal mine so he'd get the money from the tooth fairy.
That's awful. You mean he'd take your teeth from under your pillow while you were asleep?
No, out of my mouth when I was awake. Wasn't he a pistol?
I don't feel so bad about growing up with Lee. Thanks a lot, Mr. Furley. I feel better. Where are you going? Aren't you going to fix our sink?
Oh, I can't. I'm so depressed talking about my brother. I've got to go check
it out. Oh, I saw downstairs. Oh, Mr. Furley, have you met Jack's brother?
You keep your hands off his teeth.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's just, he's allergic to brothers.
Well, I love mine. And I love this beautiful weather you're having.
Lee, it's been cloudy all morning.
Oh, Jackie, the sun's always shining when I'm near Chrissy. Which reminds me, are you busy tonight?
Yes, she is. She's having dinner with me.
I am?
Yeah, yes. You remember, we're going out to Chez Robert. Just a quiet little dinner, just two of us. Remember?
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, tonight's my last night in town, and I was hoping...
Well, Lee, you can't win them all.
I could take you out to dinner, Jack.
Sometimes you just... Me? You want to take me out to dinner?
After all, you are my brother, and we haven't had a chance to talk in a long time.
Hey, well, I understand. You two go out, and I'll stay at home.
No, Chrissy. We insist you come with us. Right, Jack?
Yes. No!
You don't want Chrissy to come with us?
I don't want to go with you.
Then it's just Chrissy and me.
Right.
Fine.
No! Wait!
You'll come with us?
Yes! No! Yes!
Good. I'll pick you up at 7.
Right.
Ciao.
Thanks. Wait. No. Oh. He did it to me again.
Jack.
I don't want to talk about it.
He's mad at his brother again. Hey, what happened?
I don't know how he did it, but somehow he managed to invite himself out to dinner with Chrissy and me.
Oh, no kidding. Boy, I sure wouldn't want to be in your brother's shoes.
What?
Oh, come on, Jack. Where's the one place that nobody can compete with you?
My bedroom?
Guess again. Where are you going tonight? A restaurant?
A French restaurant.
Oh, that's even better. Isn't that your specialty, French cuisine? Your brother can't compete with you there.
Yeah, Janet, I see what you mean.
Yeah. But, Jack, listen, you should be a good sport about it, okay? Don't you embarrass your brother too much.
No, I'll try not to.
Okay.
Jack, this is a very fancy place.
Oh, yes. Chez Robert is one of the finest restaurants in the city. They know me here.
Good evening.
Robert, how are you this evening?
My name is Maurice.
yes, Maurice, yes. Well, when you see Robert, please give him my best. We would like a quiet table for trois somewhere away from the kitchen, if you please.
Have you a reservation?
No.
Then I'm afraid I cannot help you. We are completely booked this evening.
Sir...
Excuse me. Are you quite certain?
Terribly sorry. Here was it. Terrible misunderstanding. But of course, I have a table for you.
Merci.
It was a terrible misunderstanding.
A table for three in a quiet corner, you said?
I said that. He didn't say that.
Follow me this way, please.
Chrissy?
Mademoiselle?
Thank you.
Monsieur?
Merci.
Monsieur.
Ah, merci bien.
I can't read this menu.
No. Tut, it's in French, allow me. Now then, let's start off with Le Fleur de Mer Fumé. Though Consommé Germanie au Crouton d'Or sounds very interesting. Ah, I see you have Le Boudon Blanc au Cinq Valoutés.
Oui.
That's wonderful, Jack.
Bien, monsieur. Permettez-moi de vous féliciter. Votre choix était excellent. Vous désirez quelque chose d'autre avant le premier plat?
I'm sorry, I only speak food.
In that case, allow me. Mon frère dit qu'il ne sait parler que de nourriture, mais c'est sûrement sa façon bien à lui de présenter bien. Qu'il sait vrai que nous, Américains, ne sommes pas doués pour les langues étrangères.
C'est très bien dit, monsieur. Merci, monsieur.
C'est rien.
Merci. Excuse me. We'll have what he's having.
Boy, that was so good. It was delicious. Thank you.
My pleasure, Chrissy.
I'm just glad I was here to order for you.
Well, I picked the restaurant.
True. And you almost got us a table.
Anyone care for dessert?
Oh, not for me, my waistline, you know.
Yes, I'll have the gâteau au chocolat, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, magnifique, I see you have tarte de pomme à la Normande.
Great, you know, that's very, very tricky to make. You have to roll the dough away from you, see, that's the secret. Because if you knead the dough toward you, it can be very messy.
Oh, Jeff!
Oh, terribly sorry, sir. Oh, so sorry. Je m'excuse infiniment, monsieur.
You're right, Jack, it gets very messy.
Oh, that's all right, it's all right, it's all right. It's all right, I'll be right back. Hopeless, Chrissy. Whenever I'm around him, I just can't do anything right.
See that?
I'm just a klutz. I thought at least here I could beat him, you know?
Oh, Jack. You're not a klutz. I mean, don't you see? It's no contest.
Well, don't rub it in.
No. I mean, I would much rather spend an evening with you than with your brother.
Oh, sure.
Really? I mean, if your brother Lee were a cake, he'd be all icing. But you're all cake, with a lot of layers. You're real. He's not.
Oh, Chrissy, but Lee's a winner.
Oh, remember that Pittsburgh ball player, Willie Star Trek?
Stargell.
Well, whatever. I mean, when Willie steps up to home plate to hit that winning touchdown, the crowd goes wild.
I don't blame him.
It's because Willie is doing it for the team and for them. With your brother, he's just doing it for himself. To say, look how good I am. I mean, really, I feel kind of sorry for him.
You feel sorry for Lee?
Yeah. He's so predictable.
Well, Chrissy, but you know...
I bet when he comes back, he'll say, don't worry about the suit. I have another one at home just like it.
Oh, Lee, I'm really sorry.
Look, don't worry about the suit. I've got another one at home just like it.
What's so funny? Nothing. Suddenly, I feel really good about myself. I'm really sorry about spilling
all... Forget it. Forget it. I just can't imagine going through life doing things like that.
Well, I know something else you can't do.
What's that?
You can't hit a touchdown with a baseball bat.
You klutz!
Oh, yeah. Ever since my brother Lee left on that airplane, I feel this tremendous weight off my shoulders.
You do, huh?
Well, whenever he's around, I'm all thumbs. You know, I can't do anything right. Now that he's gone, I can do whatever I want.
Whoa.
Except that.
Okay, everybody, back to work, all right? Jack, you take out the trash.
Right.
I'll clean the bathroom. Now get the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Jack!
Yeah?
Your brother's back!
What are you doing here?
I missed my plane.
Can't you do anything right?
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.